مبادرة ضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت المتطوع إبراهيم بيطار. مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للثالث الثانوي الأدبي، كتاب الطالب Student Book، الوحدة الرابعة بعنوان Achievements، الدرس العاشر بعنوان Record Breakers، من الصفحة 82 حتى 87. Unit 10 Record Breakers. تغطي الوحدة العناوين التالية: 1. Grammar. Giving background information on past events. Past perfect simple and continuous. 2. Vocabulary. Phrasal verbs with come. Adjectives with a. Afraid. Description in stories. 3. Reading. Reading for just and specific information. Text referencing. 4. Listening. Listening to answers. 5. Speaking. Making difficult choices. 6. Writing. A response to an advert. هناك صورتين. الأولى لمجموعة من الدراجين في طريق مستقيم وعلى حوافه العديد من الأشجار. المتسابقون يصطفون بصف واحد وراء بعضهم البعض وينطلقون بدراجاتهم. الصورة الثانية مجموعة لدراجين يركبون دراجاتهم على طريق صعودا. الطريق منحني ويبدو أنه في جبل، على طرفيه جبال مغطاة بالثلوج. Discuss. Number 1. Look carefully at the photographs of the Tour de France and discuss these questions. A. What difficulties do you think these cyclists have to face during the competition? الجواب: Physical exhaustion, crashes, injury. الترجمة: هي إرهاق جسدي، الاصطدام بالآخرين، والإصابات. B. What qualities do you think you would need to compete in race like this? الجواب المقترح: Qualities needed would include fitness, الرشاقة، strength, القوة، perseverance, الإصرار، determination, التصميم. C. Have you ever participated in a very challenging competition? What was it like? الإجابة المقترحة: أي إجابة تقدم من الطالب؟ Read. Exercise 2. Match each word with its correct meaning. Use a dictionary to help you or to check your answers. A. Elite. النخبة أو الصفوة. B. Rival. C. Eventual. D. Spectacle. E. Aspiring. F. Dedication. بمعنى التكريس أو الإخلاص لشيء ما. العمود الثاني. الجملة الأولى: 1. A public display. 2. Hoping or aiming for a certain thing. 3. Group containing the best / most skilled / most experienced. 4. Showing commitment to a cause. 5. A direct opponent in a particular field. 6. Occurring at the end of a series of events. الإجابة: A للجملة الثالثة، B للجملة الخامسة، C للجملة السادسة، D للجملة الأولى، E للجملة الثانية، F للجملة الرابعة. Fact file، ملف الحقائق. هناك عدة حقائق مذكورة عن سباق Tour de France. Number 1. The Tour de France is an annual bicycle race in France. 2. The competition began in 1903 and has taken place almost every year since then. 3. The race covers more than 3,600 kilometers around different areas of France. 4. Over 200 racers compete in the race each year. 5. The winner of each stage is awarded a yellow jersey, which is a special shirt which they wear the following race day. طبعا قميص المسمى يلو جيرسي هو عبارة عن قميص خاص يرتديه المتسابقون في اليوم التالي للسباق. 3. Now read a report about one man's triumph بمعنى نصر in the Tour de France. How many of the qualities you discussed in question 1 are mentioned in the report? النص بعنوان Triumph in the Tour de France. For over 10 years in the 1970s and 80s, Bernard Hinault, a very talented French sportsman, dominated the world of cycling. One of the fastest cyclists of his generation, he won over 200 races during his exceptional career and broke numerous records. He is the only rider to have finished either first or second in every Tour de France which he completed, and won 28 individual stages in the month-long race. By the time he retired, he had won the prestigious yellow jersey, one of cycling's most sought-after prizes, for over 50 days in total, and had secured his place as one of the best cyclists in the world. During his career, Hinault gained the nickname the Badger on account of his reputation for being extremely competitive and dedicating himself fully to each race. A famous rivalry existed between Hinault and another elite cyclist, Greg LeMond. During the 1986 Tour de France, the two men fought continuously to win the championship, with LeMond emerging as the eventual winner. Following his retirement in 1986, Hinault did not lose any of his dedication to the world of cycling. To this day, he is heavily involved in many high-profile cycling events, and is often seen on the stage at awards ceremonies. Hinault has written several books telling the story of his rise to success. They also include details of the difficulties he had encountered on the way, the crashes, injuries, and problems. As one of the best cyclists the world has ever seen, he was encouraged to write a book for aspiring professional cyclists, giving them tips and realistic advice about how to reach the top. His story shows that becoming the best in any field is a challenge that requires a lot of determination and dedication. Determination بمعنى تصميم, dedication بمعنى تكريس نفسك لفعل شيء ما. Check your understanding. Exercise 4. Some of these sentences include incorrect information. Rewrite the incorrect ones, then read the report again to check your answers. A. Bernard Hinault won over 300 races. التصحيح جملة خاطئة. False. He won over 200 races. B. Hinault won the Tour de France in 1986. التصحيح جملة خاطئة. He came second to Greg LeMond. C. Cyclists risk crashes and injury during the races. جملة صحيحة. True. D. Hinault is an aspiring professional cyclist. طبعا الإجابة خاطئة. التصحيح إجابة خاطئة. False. He was a professional cyclist. He wrote books with advice for aspiring cyclists. Exercise 5. Suggest explanation for these extracts from the report. A. A famous rivalry, بمعنى منافسة, existed between Hinault and another elite cyclist, Greg LeMond? الإجابة المقترحة: The two men were both excellent cyclists. They were often competing against one another to be the best. B. To this day, he is heavily involved in many high-profile cycling events and is often seen on the stage at awards ceremonies. الإجابة: Hinault was a very successful cyclist. He is still very well known in the field of cycling. Think and speak. Exercise 6. Discuss these questions with other students. A. What kind of preparations do people have to make before they compete in prestigious sporting events like the one you have read about? الإجابة: أي إجابة من الطالب مقبولة تعبر عن رأيك الخاص. B. Would you be interested in doing something as physically demanding as Bernard Hinault and other top sportsmen? Which sport would you choose? Why? الإجابة: أي إجابة مقترحة من الطالب تعبر عن رأيه هي إجابة صحيحة. Vocabulary. Phrasal verbs with come. Exercise 1. Mark the verbs underlined in these sentences with the correct meanings from 1 to 7 below. A. It had been cloudy all morning, but in the afternoon the sun came out. يعني كلمة came out بمعنى تظهر أو تشرق. B. As we were walking up the mountain, we came across a small campsite. الفعل التركيبي came across بمعنى يجد بالصدفة أو يصادف. Say, come over when you are next in town. الفعل التركيبي come over بمعنى يزور visit. D. After she fell and hit her head on the ice, it was 10 minutes before she came round. الفعل التركيبي came round بمعنى يستعيد وعيه. E. A job has come up at the Polar Research Center. I may apply for it. الفعل التركيبي come up بمعنى يصبح متاحا. F. I wish the price of petrol would come down. الفعل التركيبي come down بمعنى ينخفض. G. When I was talking to my brother yesterday, your name came up several times. طبعا المعنى الآخر لكلمة came up بمعنى يذكر. Meanings. 1. Visit. 2. Become available. 3. Appeared or became visible. 4. Fall or decrease. 5. Was mentioned. 6. Recovered after being unconscious. 7. Found by chance. حل التمرين: الجملة A إلى رقم 3 حيث يكون came out بمعنى appeared or became visible. الجملة B إلى الجملة 7 حيث يكون الفعل التركيبي came across بمعنى found by chance أي وجد بالصدفة. الجملة C إلى 1 حيث يكون الفعل التركيبي come over بمعنى visit يزور. الجملة D إلى 6 حيث يكون الفعل التركيبي came round بمعنى recovered after being unconscious أي استعاد وعيه. الجملة E إلى الجملة 2 حيث يكون الفعل التركيبي came up بمعنى become available أي يصبح متاحا. الجملة F إلى رقم 4 أي fall or decrease حيث يكون الفعل التركيبي come down بمعنى ينخفض. الجملة G إلى رقم 5 was mentioned حيث يكون الفعل التركيبي came up بمعنى was mentioned أي ذكر. Adjectives beginning with A. Adjectives beginning with A. Exercise 2. Some adjectives beginning with A cannot be used in front of a noun. For example, we can say the frightened boy, but not the afraid boy. If you want to use afraid, we have to say the boy was afraid. A. Match the adjectives beginning with A, list A, with other adjectives which have the same meaning, list B, which can be used in front of nouns. List A, القائمة A, afraid, alight, alike, alive, asleep. List B, القائمة الثانية B, burning, frightened, living, similar, sleeping. الحل afraid هي بمعنى frightened, alight بمعنى burning, alike بمعنى similar, alive بمعنى living, asleep بمعنى sleeping. B. Complete as many of these sentences as you can using words from list A. If you cannot use list A, use an alternative from list B. Number 1. The fire had started when everyone in the house was الحل asleep. 2. In less than 10 minutes, the whole building was الحل alight. 3. The family escaped, but the parents had to calm their الحل frightened. 4. Some people had minor burns, but fortunately, everyone was still الحل alive. 5. The police suspected a crime as there had been 4 farag fires in the previous month. الحل similar. Pronunciation, intonation patterns too. التدريب رقم 3 و 4 هي تمارين الاستماع فقط، لذلك سننتقل مباشرة إلى القسم الآخر الذي هو قسم الجرامر. A. Grammar, giving background information. Activity book grammar file, pages 83 to 87. Exercise number 1. Read extracts 1 to 3 below from the report about Bernard Hinault and answer these questions. The extracts, الجمل هي 1. He had worn the prestigious yellow jersey. 2. He had secured his place as one of the best cyclists in the world. 3. They include details of the difficulties he had encountered on the way. The questions. Which verb tense is used in all these extracts? The answer is past perfect simple. Question B. Which main verb event do they provide background to? The answer 1 and 2, by the time he retired, and 3, before he retired. Exercise 2. Suggest explanations for these facts about Hinault's career using the words in brackets. Make sentences using verbs in the past perfect simple or the past perfect continuous. Sentence A. From a young age, Hinault was dedicated to his training program. طبعا بين قوسين الكلمات التالية always, want, be, cyclist. والمطلوب صياغة الجملة إما بزمن الماضي التام العادي أو باستخدام الماضي التام المستمر، فتكون الجملة على النحو التالي: He had always wanted to be a cyclist. نلاحظ أنه تم صياغة الجملة باستخدام زمن الماضي التام العادي. B. At the start of his career in the 1970s, Hinault made a sponsorship deal with a top bicycle company. ما بين قوسين الكلمات المطلوب وضعها في الزمن المناسب. The company C. Great potential in the young rider. فيكون الحل على النحو التالي. The company had seen great potential in the young rider. C. After each victory, Hinault did not take all the credit for himself. الكلمات بين قوسين. A brilliant team support him throughout. المطلوب صياغة الجملة بالزمن المناسب. الحل. A brilliant team had been supporting him throughout. تم وضع الجملة بزمن الماضي التام المستمر. B. When he did not win the Tour de France in 1986, Hinault decided to retire. الكلمات التي بين قوسين. Lose to his greatest rival. Rival بمعنى منافس. فيكون الحل. He had lost his greatest rival. تجدر الملاحظة أن الجملة قد وضعت في زمن الماضي التام العادي. E. After retirement, he started writing books. الكلمات التي بين قوسين. Learn many things during his career. فيكون الحل. He had learned many things during his career. فنلاحظ أن الجملة قد وضعت بزمن الماضي التام العادي. Exercise 3. Working with a partner. Discuss what might have happened leading up to these events and then write sentences using verbs in the past perfect simple or continuous. You will need to use your imagination. A. By 1978, Eddy Merckx had broken more records than any other cyclist in history. Before he retired, his victories included 35 stages of the Tour de France and 11 Grand Tour victories, the most prestigious races in cycling. الإجابة المقترحة. He had trained consistently hard for many years. He had defeated every other cyclist of his generation. He had gained a reputation as a very skilled competitor. Competitor بمعنى منافس. B. In 1986, Michael Ascher was the first Westerner to cross the Sahara Desert from west to east on a camel. Before he set off on his journey across the Sahara, Michael Ascher had probably learned how to ride a camel. الإجابة المقترحة. He had traveled to Sudan. He had lived with a tribe who taught him about life in the desert. Speaking, making difficult choices. Introduction, the situation. الموقف. Exercise 1. Read the scenario. How would you react if you were in this situation? Omar and Mazen are driving across the Syrian desert in their 4x4 vehicle when a sandstorm, very common in the area, blows up. There is nothing they can do about the weather, and unfortunately, sand gets into the engine. Despite their best efforts, the engine simply will not start, and so they are forced to change their plans. The two men are still 30 kilometers away from their destination. That's around 12 hours walking. They know that it's located to the north. However, they are forced to abandon the car and continue the journey on foot, carrying all that they can with them. They have supplies in the car, but can only take with them what will fit in their backpacks. The weather is extremely hot, making walking by day very difficult. But they are in good health and fit enough to walk 30 kilometers under normal conditions. In contrast, the desert is very cold at night and temperatures can become dangerously low. The two men have some difficult decisions to make. Each has room in his bag for 3 items and has to choose from the 11 items they have in the car. Discussion. Exercise 2. Look at the illustration. بمعنى الرسم التوضيحي. Make a list of the 6 items that Omar and Mazen should take with them for the rest of the journey. A. With a partner, compare individual lists. Which items are on both lists? B. Make a final list of the 6 items that they should pack. Give a reason why you have chosen each item. C. Using information in the text, try to persuade your friend that your choices are the right ones. Use expressions from the useful language box on page 87. الصندوق التوضيحي يحتوي على عدة رسومات. الأولى A radio transmitter. الثانية Water. 2 people for 1 day. الصورة التالية هي المنظار. A pair of binoculars. الصورة الرابعة A video camera. الصورة الخامسة A first aid kit. علبة إسعافات أولية. الصورة التالية A compass. بوصلة. الصورة التالية Food. 2 people for 1 day. طعام كافي لشخصين ليوم واحد. الصورة التالية A tent for 2 people. خيمة لشخصين. الصورة التالية A thick coat. معطف سميك. التالية A lighter. ولاعة. الصورة الأخيرة 2 blankets. غطاءين. نهاية التمرين. Task. You are going to write a response to an advert for a place on a Syrian expedition to the summit of Mount Everest. التمرين Writing a response to an advert. Exercise number 1. Read the advert below. The advert is from an imaginary society called the Syrian Adventure Club. How does the advert grab your attention? Advert بمعنى إعلان. عنوان الإعلان. The title of the advert. Do you have what it takes? Are you the kind of person who loves a challenge? Do you crave adventure and excitement? Do you long for the chance to prove yourself? If the answer to this question is yes, then you could be just what we are looking for. The Syrian Adventure Club, along with its team of experienced mountaineers, is planning a challenging and arduous expedition to the summit of Mount Everest, and we are looking for motivated, strong-willed individuals to assist us. This is the chance of a lifetime to experience one of the planet's most magnificent environments and to take part in an amazing feat of human endeavor. If you think you have what it takes, please write telling us why you should be chosen for this expedition, what skills and attributes you will contribute, and how you will cope with the huge effort such an expedition entails. Replies should be about 200 words. Expeditions Manager, Syrian Adventure Club. Discuss. Exercise 2. Read the advert again and discuss these questions in small groups. A. What type of personality and skills do you think are important for this challenge? B. What do you think you would learn from the expedition? Exercise 3. A. Write your reply in about 120 words to 150 words. B. Check your letter for grammar, punctuation, and spelling errors. Exchange letters with a partner and discuss both. What is good and bad about your partner's reply? C. What suggestions do you have for improvement? في النهاية هناك جدول بعنوان Useful Language مقسم إلى 3 أعمدة. يحتوي العمود الأول على عنوان explaining a choice. يمكن استخدام العبارات التالية عندما تريد أن تشرح الخيار الذي قمت به. المصطلح الأول: I'd take the فراغ because ثم تعطي السبب. المصطلح الثاني: We really need the فراغ تضع فيه الشيء الذي تحتاجه أو الذي تريده، ثم كلمة to متبوعة بفعل في صيغة المصدر. العمود الثاني بعنوان Presenting Arguments، طرح المشاكل أو الأشياء الجدلية. المصطلح الأول: Would it be a good idea to take؟ نضع الشيء الذي نريد طرحه متبوعا بإشارة استفهام. المصطلح الثاني: It might be a better idea to take، ثم نضع الشيء الذي نتحدث عنه. المصطلح الثالث: If we don't take the، نضع الشيء الذي نريد الكلام عن متبوعا بفاصلة، ثم نضع المشكلة التي قد يتسببها عدم إحضار هذا الشيء متبوعة بكلمة might happen. العمود الثالث بعنوان agreeing and disagreeing، الموافقة والاختلاف. هناك بعض المصطلحات التي تستخدمها للموافقة، مثال I agree، أتفق معك، أو Yes, you're right، نعم أنت على حق. أما العبارات التي تعبر عن الاختلاف في الرأي فهي Okay, I see what you mean, but I don't agree، أو I don't agree، I don't think we'd ever use that، ثم الشيء الذي تريد الحديث عنه، أو Why don't we leave that، نضع الشيء الذي نريد الكلام عنه، and take the الشيء الآخر instead، بدلا من ذلك. لماذا لا نترك هذا ونأخذ ذاك بدلا منه؟ نهاية الوحدة كل الود.